It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When storms brew,
the eye wall,
batten down the hatches.
Only one station can get you the right information.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, yeah, it's been a long week, my friends, but welcome to it. It is Friday. The weekend is here. It is 6:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The cleanup begins. Milton, what a mess. Oh. Loss of life. I don't have up-to-date numbers. A lot of, you get individual reporting. I think Volusia County, they had six or seven. And, the tornadoes were just devastating. And I felt like I don't ever remember this much tornadic activity related to, a hurricane in Florida, et cetera. Turns out I was right. It broke all precedent and records. So anyway, still digging out, drying out. It'll be a long recovery for many folks. It'll be fairly quick for others as they still continue to work to get power on for a lot of people that still do not have it on. And I feel for the folks. And, southbound I-75 was pretty daggone busy yesterday. In other words, people chomping at the bit to get home. Probably want to assess damage. Probably want to try to get an opportunity to clean things up best they can before many of them maybe have to go back to work Monday. Hopefully they have a place and a job to go to. Hopefully most of the people have a house to come home to that they can live in. So, yeah, I was just surprised that it was that kind of flow. I thought that people would be like, check ahead, make sure your power's on. That would be one of the things that I would do. But, it is hard for a lot of people to leave their homes. And, most people just have that natural tendency to want to get back there and, fix whatever needs fixing. And hopefully it will be fixable for a lot of people. We know it won't be for many as well. Hey, Governor DeSantis briefed President Biden on the fallout from Hurricane Milton Thursday morning. So that took place. And then he was hammering on Vice President Kamala Harris over her swiping him for not taking her call earlier this week.
Right.
Governor DeSantis says that Harris doesn't understand what it means to respond to these natural disasters. Respond. That's it's action.
Yes.
Yes. Not jibber jabby talky talky.
And then why that he didn't take my call.
Right.
Right. There's a difference.
She had no role in this process. And I've been dealing with these storms in Florida under both former President Trump and President Biden. Neither of them ever politicized it. Wow.
Man, that's nice.
Yep.
Nice shot.
In fact, during all the storms I dealt with under this administration, although I worked well with the president, she has never called. She has never offered any support. She's trying to inject herself into this because of her political campaign. How can you not agree
absolutely.
With that?
Absolutely.
Earlier this week, multiple reports emerged that DeSantis' staff had turned down an attempt by Harris to reach him late last month in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene that made landfall on the 26th of September. When pressed about those reports on Monday, Harris attacked Governor DeSantis without, of course, using his name. Mm-hmm. People are in desperate need of support right now and playing political games at this moment in these crisis situations. These are the height of emergency situations. It's utterly irresponsible and it is selfish. And it's not selfish of me to want to be the focus of your attention right now. And well, forget that nasty governor from Florida who has done an amazing job in the Sunshine State on every level, including emergency response. Forget about him. It's about me.
Why do I think the first half was really accurate and we would agree that it shouldn't be made political? But she did anyway.
Yeah. Who's playing the games? Who's making it political? Who is, you know, desperate, really, to gain traction and support? Because there are a lot of polls that are coming out, especially in battleground states, that say that, look, Trump is beginning to edge her out. In several of these things, now every time they take a poll, it fluctuates a little bit, but making real inroads in Pennsylvania and in Michigan, of course, two very important states. Trump, in several polls, has a lead.
Right.
Not a big lead anywhere, but a lead nonetheless. And the trend is from, you know, being down a little bit to now leading by a little bit. I think as more and more people kind of get to know her, they're like, there's not a lot there. It's just not a lot of substance.
Well, that seems to be the pattern, though, and we've seen this in multiple ways, but the more people do know her, the less they like her. It's like she can come off with this nice smile and this cackle, and she can be a little humorous and entertaining until you try to get any more out of that, and once you get past the surface, there's just nothing there.
Really, and I think a lot of people are coming with the same takeaway. So you've got that going on, and of course, and that's the other thing is if you're trying to win people over in Florida, it doesn't matter if you voted for DeSantis or not. You are completely not right if you don't think that he's done an incredible job.
Right.
These emergency responses.
It's not like he's fixing things in Republican neighborhoods or fixing Republican bridges or any of those things. He's helping Floridians.
Coming to the aid of everyone in need, taking it on as a big task, taking it very seriously, and dealing with it effectively. And former President Donald Trump, meanwhile, he gave rooms to 275 linemen at his resort in Miami.
Nice.
As they prepared to help the state recover. They were from Florida Power and Light. They were given rooms inside the Trump National Doral at no charge. Pretty swanky.
Yeah.
Swanky place to be. Yep. Former president's son, in a social media post, Eric Trump, shared video footage of some of the men after their arrival. Honored to have 275 incredible linemen from FPL as they get ready to respond to the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. You are amazing, and the Trump family, the entire state of Florida, appreciates you. Enjoy the rooms. They are the best in Florida. Be safe, he wrote. Wow.
That's nice.
Meanwhile,
nice gesture.
Yeah, you've got the Trumps opening their doors up. And meanwhile, nobody could find their wallet when Tim Walz was hanging out with the second man, Doug Emhoff.
Second gentleman.
Well, based on some reports,
he's very gentle. Well, not gentle not with so ex-girlfriends, gentle. But yeah, maybe a little genteel sometimes.
Yeah. We'll just call him, I don't know, Jerky Boy. How about that?
There you go.
All right, good. We're off to a good start. It is Friday. Good things are happening and good things are coming, my friends, especially when it comes to the weather. Absolutely gorgeous. It's going to pump you up and give you a lot of energy. We got all the latest headlines coming your way. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.